Thank you for your fight for freedom. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who led a congressional delegation to Ukraine's capital for a meeting with the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. She becomes the highest ranking U.S. official to come to Ukraine since the war started. She brought with her the first official congressional delegation to come here as well. In a 3-hour meeting overnight, they brought a message from the American people.
Fox's Greg Palcott, the U.S. delegation is now in Poland. Pope Francis continues to decry the horrors of the Ukraine war, calling it a macabre regression of humanity. While speaking in St. Peter's Square, the pontiff blamed Russia for bombarding and destroying the city of Mariupol. Parts of Kansas are in recovery mode following at least 7 tornadoes, according to the National Weather Service. One of them touched down in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Damage there is extensive.
Fire officials say residential buildings suffered most of the damage. The twister injured several people. There were no deaths from the twister itself, but 3 University of Oklahoma meteorology students who had been tracking the storm died in a car crash.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Some levity last night in the nation's capital, where President Biden poked fun at himself and others during the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I'm not really here to roast the GOP. That's not my style. Besides, there's nothing I can say about the GOP that Kevin McCarthy hasn't already put on tape.
The president referring to audio leaked to the New York Times following last year's Capitol riot. The president also made fun of his own low approval ratings and his age. The event was hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A Texas National Guard soldier who gave his life trying to help others has been laid to rest in Arlington. Bishop Evans drowned in the Rio Grande River while trying to save 2 migrants who were struggling.
Rescues by Guard members have really become a regular occurrence along the border. The Texas Tribune reports that Evans went into the water without a flotation device to save 2 migrants. We know that for sure, but the Texas Tribune is reporting he didn't have a flotation device because a lot of the guards here have not yet received that safety equipment.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Eagle Pass, Texas. Authorities say the 2 migrants who were saved were smuggling drugs. The crisis at the southern border is only expected to get worse once a public health order put in place during the early days of the pandemic is lifted.
We know that there's thousands already of immigrants that are waiting in Mexico now to make that journey or to cross into the United States once Title 42 is lifted. So when we talk about the humanitarian crisis, yes, it's going to continue to escalate that humanitarian crisis.
Lieutenant Christopher Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. The White House has released a plan on how to deal with the expected surge, but a growing number of Democrats say it's not adequate. Country music has lost a legend.
Mama, he's crazy.
Naomi Judd singing with her daughter Winona. The elder Judd died at age 76 this weekend. Winona Judd and her sister Ashley Judd saying in a statement, "We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness," adding, "We are shattered." Naomi and Winona, the duo known as the Judds, were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday and start an arena tour in the fall. The duo had 14 number one songs and performed for nearly three decades.
Fox's Roger Stern. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.